I almost feel like I don't need to preach on that clip, that it can just tell everything on its own. But will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So tonight we get to the mighty and powerful smallest little package of Yoda. No, not Luke Skywalker. He's going to be all next week all by himself. But tonight we get to Yoda. And to begin talking about Yoda, I take us to the scripture, to Proverbs 16:16. Doesn't Proverbs sound like the place that you go when you're going to talk about Yoda? Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver." Tonight I want to talk a little bit about wisdom, because Yoda obviously is full of wisdom. Here he's mentored who knows how many Jedi in his 600 million billion years of life, right? Anybody want to correct me on his actual age? 900. It's like Methuselah right there. But anyway, so Yoda, in all those years, and here he's trying to train young Luke. And what do we have but Luke really struggling? And here Yoda wants to share his wisdom, to impart it on Luke so that Luke can be the Jedi that he needs to be, so that he can use the Force to fight the evil and the darkness that comes from the Empire and its impending doom that's coming. But here Yoda, to be able to do that, really needs to be able to be a leader. He needs to be able to be a mentor towards Luke, right? This that he's done, this that he's trying to do. And when you sit and think about it, what does it take to be a leader? Because it would be very easy for me to say, let's be Luke in this clip, right? Let's be the student. Let's be the student of what it is to have faith, to be the ones that are learning, to be the ones that are challenged, to be the ones that are throwing their hands up when it seems like it's getting too rough. But the reality is that we all are students in the faith, but at the same time, we are all leaders and teachers in the faith. No matter what stage in life we are, no matter what age, no matter what we think about ourselves, there's somebody looking at us that is being led by us, like Yoda is doing for Luke. But here we get from Yoda three very important lessons of what it takes to be a leader, what it takes to be a mentor, what it takes to be a teacher, what it takes to help guide somebody in the faith and the way to be able to live life as a Christian. And so easily the first one is by the words that we say, this wisdom that we share, as the book of James says here in James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, where'd that go? If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto you. We want to believe that we don't have the words, but God says through James, I'm the one that can give it to you. Here Yoda has all of the insightful words that he has for Luke, the instructions that he's giving him of how to do it, the ways that he's trying to tell him, this is how you use the Force, this is what you can do with it, this is simply all you need to do, all you got to do is just reach out and that ship will just come right out of the water, right? It sounds so easy. And we all do have the power in our words of how we can teach others about the faith, to take the knowledge that we have studied and that we have learned and be able to share it with others. And there's a great power in those words. There's a very great power in those instructions. But it gets even more than that, because Yoda can't be Yoda with just those words of instruction, because they go so far, but then what else is needed is that encouragement. That one where the leader becomes the cheerleader, right? The one that says, you can do it. That sees somebody else. And here's one of the great things, because we can take the experience that we've had where we've struggled and gotten through it and be able to turn around and be able to say, hey, look at my experience, what I've gone through. I made it through and I know you can too, because I've seen how it happens. I can see how you can reach the other end of the storms like we talked about last week. how you can reach the other end of your struggles, to be able to share in that experience and use it as words of encouragement, to be able to use the power of our words to uplift somebody when they're struggling, instead of cutting them down or judging them, but being able to be the leader that says, you know, hold your head high, because I have faith in you even when you don't have faith in yourself. And sometimes when those words aren't enough, what does Yoda do here? But as the leader and the teacher, he shows him, all right, you're going to give up and say that I'm asking for the impossible. You're going to let go of your faith. You're going to believe that because the first time you try, you didn't do it, that it can't happen. I'll show you with my actions that it's possible. I will show you that with faith, you can move mountains. I can show you how to love. I can show you how to have compassion. I can show you how to have grace. I can show you how to seek justice. I can show you how to have humility. I can show you how to have faith in God in all circumstances. And what happens right at the end of that clip? What happens right at the end of the clip? What are the last words of Luke and Yoda? I didn't believe it. That was the problem, right? That it takes having the faith. And I'll share with you from this morning just because it fits in here. I was doing the devotion for the PEO lunch this morning, and I had a story that I shared with them, and it led me to the scripture on Jesus with the little children and letting people know you have to have faith like a child to get into the kingdom of heaven, right? And I've always looked at that the same way. I've always looked at it meaning that we need to have faith in God, of the faith of children, the ones that have no fear, that trust because that's all that they know, that are willing to jump off of the jungle gym at you because you've told them to, and they totally believe that you're going to catch them because they don't know any different, unlike us adults. But I realized last night as I was preparing this devotion, oh my goodness, what if God means faith like a child, not only in how we believe in God, but how like a child we believe in ourselves and what we are capable of doing. Children don't set out thinking they're going to fail. They set out believing they're going to succeed until they see otherwise. Children go out and they just do it because they don't know any different. What if we had that kind of faith in ourselves? Not the faith that Luke shows here of, this is impossible, I can't do it. But the faith that says, I can do it because I know I've got God with me. And you know what? I'm certainly going to give it my best effort because there's no trying, there's just doing, right? So how do we just do it? And do it in such a way that our words of encouragement, our words of instruction, and the actions that we are taking help to lead others in the same path of faith that we have so that they can have the same power that we have through God and the Holy Spirit, the ultimate force that's with us. But it gets more than that when we look at mentors. When we look at mentors, we have to go back to episode 1 and take this clip to see the ultimate teacher. The ultimate love is the willingness to lay down your life for the people that you care about. Obi-Wan realized that it could be more powerful for him to give up his physical life for those that he was leading, for those that he cared about. When in our lives are we called to put others first? Called to put our needs, our life, our pride second to the needs of somebody else? To be willing to say that there are greater things of importance in this life than what I need. Obi-Wan is willing to live his life as an example. Christ was willing to live his life as an example, to lay it down on the cross and to sacrifice it for us so that we could have life and have it abundantly because of what he did for us. And the least that we can do is to be willing to give our lives to him, to lay them down and say, what you need from me is what I'm willing to give to you, even if it means sacrificing, even if it means that I'm not looked at as the greatest, even if it means I don't get to win, even if it means that I come in second, if it means the greater good gets to be put first, if it means that somebody else gets to find joy, if it means somebody else gets to find peace, if it means somebody else gets to experience forgiveness and grace, even if it means the humility that sometimes is so hard to give. How do we take the wisdom and faith that God has given us to lead others with our words of instruction, our words of encouragement, our actions of faith, and our humility to put others first? My friends, will you pray with me? God, these are some pretty high standards that Yoda and Obi-Wan have set. The way they lived their lives, the way that they worked to make others better, the way that they sacrificed for the greater good. Lord, we pray that as we see them and who they are and how they lived their life, and more importantly, as we open up the scriptures to see how not only your son, but your children and your servants, your disciples, how they lived their life putting you and others before them out of faith that you would take care of them if they took care of others. Help us to have that quality in us. Help us to have that kind of a faith that wholeheartedly believes in you and how you are in us, so that we can feel the joy and peace that can only come from you and when we give our lives to you. For Lord, we give you all that we have, and we give you this time now. For it is in your name and the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.